Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma for me, and the big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. My blood pressure was out of control, my sugar was out of control, waste of time. So I went an alternative route. I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR with very good results. Now, these products, accompanied with self-control of your diet and plenty of exercise, which is the key, well, my blood pressure is down in the normal range. My weight is way down, which brings my blood sugar level way down. And all in all, I feel pretty doggone good. So, if you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Tell Patrick what's going on with your health, and he can help you out. Thank you for listening, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Hiya, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is word for word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this is show number 468. We are going to be doing the book of 2 Timothy today, 2 Timothy. And again, this is a letter of Paul, okay, to Timothy. And the way he writes, he just runs on. So I have to read a whole chapter, start to finish, and then do the notes, etc., etc., for the chapter. So that's how I'm going to do it for all Paul's letters. Now, there are other books in the New Covenant that we will get to that are not written by Paul and have a little different format. When it's translated into English, it just runs on. It doesn't take a break like normal writing does. It just goes and goes and goes. Let me get a drink of coffee, because I have to be long-winded to do Paul's letters. Let's get started here. This is verse 1 of chapter 1 of 2 Timothy. Shaul, an emissary of Yeshua Messiah by the desire of Elohim, according to the promise of life which is in Messiah Yeshua, to Timotheos, my beloved son, favor, compassion, peace from Elohim the Father and Messiah Yeshua our Master. I thank Elohim, whom I serve with a clear conscience, as my forefathers did, as I unceasingly remember you in my prayers night and day. longing to see you as I remember your tears, so that I might be filled with joy. For I recollect the sincere belief which is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunike, and I am persuaded is in you too. For this reason I remind you to stir up the gift of Elohim which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For Elohim has not given us a spirit of cowardice, but of power and of love and of self-control. So do not be ashamed of the witness of our master, nor of me his prisoner, but suffer hardship with me for the good news according to the power of Elohim, who has saved us and called us with a set-apart calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and favor, which was given to us in Messiah before times of old, but now revealed by the appearing of our Savior, Yeshua Messiah, who indeed abolished death and brought life and incorruptibility to light through the good news, for which I was appointed a proclaimer and an emissary and a teacher of the nations. For this reason I also suffer these, but I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to watch over that which I have entrusted to him until that day. Hold the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me in belief and love, which are in Messiah Yeshua. Watch over the good deposit that was entrusted to you by the set-apart Spirit dwelling in us. You know this, that all those in Asia have turned away from me, among whom are Phugelos and Hermogenes. The Master grant compassion unto the household of Onesiphorus, for he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain, but when he was in Rome, he eagerly searched for me and found me. The Master grant to him to find compassion from the Master in that day, and you know very well how many ways he attended to me at Ephesus. And that ends chapter 1. Now I'll go back through it. He doesn't pause for a breath many times, because he's writing this, and if you read it the way it's written, it just runs on. Okay. This is a letter to Timothy, okay, who was another witness and messenger for the Messiah. He was one that went around to different churches, and I hate to use the word church, but went around to different congregations. Okay, let's put it that way. That's better. Verse 2, you can reference Acts, the book of Acts, chapter 16, verse 1. Acts 16, 1. Again, verse 5. You can reference Acts 16, 1. 2 and 5. Okay. Verse 11, you can reference 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 7. 1 Timothy 2, 7. And those are the only notes as far as scripture references in this chapter, but in verse 15, it shows that some people have turned on Paul. This Phugelos and Hermogenes don't know why that happened, but always seems to, when you're doing a good work, there are going to be people that that hate you for it. Yeah, that's weird, you know, the way they do like that. I don't get people like that, but they hate on you. People are jealous. I mean, if you get something from Yahweh, a gift, and they don't have it, it eats them up. And I don't really relate to that myself. I notice gifts in other people, and I'm very happy for them. It's wonderful. I'm glad that they've been blessed like that. But there are people that don't have that spirit, and they are very, very resentful of other people. I don't get that. But that's how it is. It was that way then, and it is that way now. I mean, it's pretty obvious. There are a lot of people out there that are resentful and jealous, and that's not a Christian emotion, that's not Christian practice, but that's how they are, and there's nothing you can do about it. They are going to be the way they're going to be, so what you do is you just shake the dust off your feet and you move on. And that's what Paul's doing here with these guys that have turned away from him. Evidently, he stepped on a few toes by preaching the truth. That's usually what it is. Usually. And old Paul was a truther. That's for sure. And he made some people uncomfortable. That's the way of the world. Let's start into chapter 2 here. Continuing on, verse 1 of chapter 2. You then, my son, be strong in the favor that is in Messiah Yeshua. And what you have heard from me among many witnesses, entrust these to trustworthy men who shall be competent to teach others as well. Suffer hardship with us as a good soldier of Yeshua Messiah. You note that when I do my wake-up call shows, I say, all right, you soldiers of Yahweh. That's where this comes from. Good soldier of Yeshua Messiah. No one serving as a soldier gets involved in the affairs of this life in order to please only him who enlisted him as a soldier. And if anyone competes in a game, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. Oh, my. According to the rules. The hardworking farmer ought to be first to receive his share of the crops. Think over what I say, for the master shall give you understanding into all this. Remember that Yeshua Messiah of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my good news, for which I suffer hardship as a criminal unto chains. But the word of Elohim is not chained. So I endure through it all for the sake of the chosen, so that they too obtain deliverance, which is in Messiah Yeshua, with everlasting esteem. Trustworthy is the word, for if we died with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also shall deny us. If we are not trustworthy, he remains trustworthy. It is impossible for him to deny himself. Remind them of this, earnestly witnessing before the master, not to wage verbal battles, which is useless, to the overthrowing of the hearers. Do your utmost to present yourself approved to Elohim, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. But keep away from profane, empty babblings, for they go on to more wickedness, and their word shall eat its way like gangrene. Humanaeus and Philetus are of this sort, who have missed the goal concerning the truth, saying that the resurrection has already taken place, and overthrow the belief of some. However, the solid foundation of Elohim stands firm, having this seal: Yahweh knows those who are his. And let everyone who names the name of Messiah turn away from unrighteousness. But in a large house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some unto value and some unto no value. If then anyone cleanses himself from these matters, he shall be a vessel unto value, having been set apart, of good use to the master, having been prepared for every good work. And flee from the lusts of youth. Okay. But pursue righteousness, belief, love, peace with those calling on the master out of a clean heart. But refuse foolish and stupid questions, knowing that they breed quarrels. And a servant of the master should not quarrel, but be gentle towards all, able to teach, patient when wronged, in meekness instructing those who are in opposition, lest somehow Elohim gives them repentance unto a thorough knowledge of the truth, and they come to their senses out of the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his desire. That ends chapter 2. Boy, there's some comments I got to make on this one. Let's turn back. Verse 3, good soldier of Yeshua Messiah. Wow, that's what we are. We're soldiers in Yahweh's army, Yahweh's holy army, okay? Verse 3, suffer hardship with us as a good soldier of Yeshua Messiah. Wow. Verse 4, no one serving as a soldier gets involved in the affairs of this life. Okay, you don't pay any attention to the world in order to please him who enlisted him as a soldier, and that's Yeshua Messiah. Now, when you make that covenant, I've told you there are rules to the covenant. Verse 5 confirms that. And if anyone competes in a game, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. There are rules to following Yeshua Messiah. There are certain things you do, certain things you don't do. All right. Verse 9, it says, for I suffer hardship as a criminal unto chains, but the word of Elohim is not chained. He was imprisoned. He was locked up. He was chained up. He was dictating these letters to send, because they had him punished for preaching the truth. Okay, how is it different today? There's a lot of people that have gone down and are being punished and locked up for just telling the truth. Well, Paul was more concerned with others than he was for himself, so verse 10 tells of that. So I endure through it all for the sake of the chosen, so that they too obtain deliverance, which is in Messiah Yeshua, with everlasting esteem. The only reason he was going through this is, you know, he already believed. He was worried about others of Israel, like we are, that are going down the wrong road. Verse 12, if we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he shall also deny us. Verse 12, reference Matthew 10, verse 33. Matthew chapter 10, verse 33, and Luke chapter 12, verse 9. Luke 12, 9. Here we are again. Verse 16, but keep away from profane, empty babblings, for they go on to more wickedness. There are people that just bring up all kinds of nonsense and just go on and on and on and on and on. Profane, empty babblings. You don't argue with people like that. Verse 19, however, the solid foundation of Elohim stands firm, having this seal, Yahweh knows those who are his. Reference Numbers chapter 16, verse 5. Numbers 16, verse 5. He knows who are his. and let everyone who names the name of Messiah turn away from unrighteousness. That's in verse 19. You just have to avoid these people if they're gonna be obtuse and deliberately provoke you. It says verse 20, but in a large house, all right, that's a metaphor. The assembly of Elohim, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, those vessels of high value that do a lot of the work, but also of wood and clay, some unto value and some unto no value. There's going to be people that are hangers-on, that are lurking in the background, and they're worthless. They don't do anything. Oh, yeah, I believe. But they don't do anything with it. It's just a waste. They are a waste of time. Verse 22, it says, flee from the lusts of youth. You want to go out, you want to party, you want to be popular, we want to do this, you want to do that. Young folks want to do that. And again in verse 23, but refuse foolish and stupid questions, knowing that they breed quarrels. There are people that just want to provoke you. They're trolls. Okay? It's what they are. They don't have any, they're not really questioning and wanting an answer. They just want to cause problems because that's their nature. But you have to put up with them because someday they might wake up. That's what it says in the rest of the chapter here. I had to catch a yawn, man. It's been a long night. I've been up doing stuff. I'm a night person because it's quiet in this building. Let's get into chapter 3 of 2 Timothy, verse 1. But know this, that in the last days hard times shall come. No kidding. In the last days hard times shall come. For men shall be lovers of self, lovers of silver, that's money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, thankless, wrongdoers, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, fierce, haters of good, betrayers, reckless, puffed up, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of Elohim, having a form of reverence, but denying its power, and turn away from these, the fakers, the phonies, okay? For among them are those who creep into households and captivate silly women loaded down with sins, led away by various lusts, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And as Yochane and Mamre opposed Moshe, so do these also oppose the truth, men of corrupt minds, found worthless concerning the belief. But they shall not go on further, for their folly shall be obvious to all, as also that of those men became. Speaking of Yochane and Mamre. Okay. Verse 10. But you did closely follow my teaching, the way of life, the purpose, the belief, the patience, the love, the endurance, the persecutions, the sufferings, which came to me at Antioch, at Iconium, and at Lystra, what persecutions I bore. yet out of them all the Master delivered me. And indeed, all those wishing to live reverently in Messiah Yeshua shall be persecuted. But evil men and impostors shall go on to the worse, leading astray and being led astray. But you stay in what you have learned and trusted, having known from whom you have learned, and that from a babe you have known the set apart scriptures, which are able to make you wise for deliverance through belief in Messiah Yeshua. All scripture is breathed out by Elohim and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for setting straight, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of Elohim might be fitted, equipped for every good work. That ends chapter 3, and I have to go back through it because, boy, is it loaded. Verse 1, in the last days hard times shall come. Hello. Gives all what these people are going to be. And look around you today. Men shall be lovers of self. Egotistical, you know. Lovers of silver, that's money. Boasters. Proud. Blasphemers. Disobedient to parents. Thankless wrongdoers. Unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, fierce, haters of good, betrayers, reckless, puffed up, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of Elohim. You see any people like that around, folks, today? Verse 5 of chapter 3, having a form of reverence but denying its power, and turn away from these. All right, verse 13, reference verse 13, okay. But evil men and impostors shall go on to the worst, leading astray and being led astray, okay. It references that, but for verse 5, reference Isaiah 24, verses 5 and 6. That's Isaiah 24, verses 5 and 6. Matthew 24, verse 12. Matthew 24, 12. Romans chapter 1, verses 30 and 31. Romans 1, 30 and 31. And 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 through 11. 2 Thessalonians 2, 3 through 11. And there's lots of these people. Lots of them today. You see them in the churches. They try to worm their way in. You see them on the internet a lot. Playing with people, acting like the word of Yahweh is a toy to be played with. They don't take it seriously. Then there are others that really do and try to live by it. But they are of the remnant. Verse 8, Yochane and Mamre opposed Moshe. Okay. So do these also oppose the truth. Men of corrupt minds found worthless concerning the belief. Reference Exodus chapter 7, verse 11. Exodus 7, 11. And they're just going to destroy themselves. Because in verse 9 it says, their folly shall be obvious to all. Whew. verse 11, persecutions, the sufferings, etc., etc., etc. Reference Acts chapter 13, verses 14 through 52. That's Acts 13, verses 14 through 52. Acts 14, verses 1 through 7. And 8 through 20. Acts 14, 1 through 7, and 8 through 20. Now, verse 13, but evil men and impostors shall go on to the worse, leading astray and being led astray. Reference Matthew 24, verse 12. Matthew 24, verse 12, and Revelations 22, verse 11. Revelations 22, verse 11. Oh, boy. Verse 16 of chapter 3. All scripture is breathed out by Elohim and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for setting straight, for instruction in righteousness. There's always something to be learned from scripture. Well, here we are. We're going to get into chapter 4 of 2 Timothy, and this will wrap it up. This will be the end of the book of Timothy. In the sight of Elohim and the Master Yeshua Messiah, who shall judge the living and the dead. Judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his reign. That's the second coming. I earnestly charge you. Proclaim the word. Be urgent, in season, out of season. Convict or confute or prove them wrong. It can mean all three. Convict. Warn, appeal with all patience and teaching. For there shall be a time when they shall not bear sound teachings. They shall not bear sound teaching. They don't want to hear it. They want to have their ears tickled. But according to their own desires, they shall heap up for themselves teachers tickling the ear. Tickling the ear. Okay? Boy, do we ever have ear ticklers today. And they shall indeed turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to myths. But you, be sober in all matters, suffer hardships, do the work of an evangelist, accomplish your service completely. For I am already being poured out, and the time of my departure has arrived. He's going to be killed. He knows this. They're going to behead him. Verse 7. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have guarded the belief. For the rest, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Master, the righteous judge, shall give to me on that day. And not only to me only, or not to me only, but also to all those loving his appearing. Those of us that just can't wait for the Messiah to come back. Do your best to come to me soon. Because he couldn't go to him. He was up in the prison. All right. For Demas, having loved this present world, has deserted me and went to Thessalonica. Crescens to Galatia, Tito's to Dalmatia. Lucas alone is with me. Take Marcos and bring him with you, for he is of good use to me for service. And to Tychicus I have sent to Ephesus. Bring the cloak that I left with Carpos at Troas when you come, and the books, especially the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did many evils to me. The master shall repay him according to his works. You too, beware of him, for he strongly opposed our words. At my first defense, no one stood with me, but all forsook me. Oh, man. Let it not be held against them. But the master stood with me and did strengthen me, so that through me the preaching might be completely accomplished, and that all the nations should hear, and I was rescued out of the lion's mouth. And the master shall rescue me from every wicked work and save me for his heavenly reign. To him be esteem forever and ever. Amen. Greet Prisca and Aquilus and the house of Onesiphorus. Erastus stayed in Corinth, but I left Trophimus sick in Miletus. Do your best to come before winter. Eubulus greets you, and Pudes and Linos and Claudia and all the brothers. The Master Yeshua Messiah be with your spirit. Favor be with you. Amen. And that ends the book. I need to go back through chapter 4 for all these notes. Yeshua judges the living and the dead at his appearing and his reign. The dead will rise first, remember, some for resurrection to life, some for resurrection to the second death. Okay. Verse 3 of chapter 4. There shall be a time when they shall not bear sound teaching, but according to their own desires they shall heap up for themselves teachers tickling the ear. And they shall indeed turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to myths. Now what are the Judeo-Christian churches doing today? The Jewish Jesus, Christmas, Easter, it's okay to eat pork, transgenders in the church, homosexuals in the church, mixed race couples in the church. Well, they don't want to hear sound teachings. They want to do what they want to do. They want to have their ears tickled, and they'll put money in the plate to hear that and think they're righteous, and then go on out in the world and just keep doing what they're doing, and they're doomed. And for verse 3, you can reference Isaiah chapter 30, verse 10. Isaiah 30, verse 10. Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 31. Jeremiah 5, 31. And Romans 16, verse 18. Romans 16, 18. Verse 7, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have guarded the belief. Reference 4th Maccabees, chapter 9, verse 24. 4th Maccabees 9, 24. Verse 10. For Demas, having loved this present world, has deserted me and went to Thessalonica. Crescens to Galatia, Titos to Dalmatia. Okay, for that verse, reference Colossians chapter 4, verse 14. Colossians 4, 14. Philemon 24. Philemon 24. 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Verse 23, 2 Corinthians 8, 23, Galatians chapter 2, verse 3, Galatians 2, 3, and Titus chapter 1, verse 4, Titus 1, 4. Verse 11, Lucas alone is with me. Take Marcos and bring him with you, for he is of good use to me for service. Reference Colossians chapter 4, verse 14. Colossians 4, 14. Philemon 24, again. Philemon 24. Acts 12, verses 12 and 25. Oh boy. Verse 13. Acts 13:13, Acts 15:37 through 39, and Colossians 4 verse 10, Colossians 4:10, verse 14, the master shall repay him according to his works, Psalm 28. Verse 4, Psalm 28, verse 4, and Psalm 62, verse 12. 62, verse 12. Verse 17, where it says, I was rescued out of the lion's mouth. Psalm 22, verse 21. Psalm 22, verse 21. Here's the note. Down to bottom of the page. I'm sorry. Verse 12, reference Acts 20, verse 4. Acts 20, 4. Ephesians 6, verses 21 and 22. Ephesians 6, 21 and 22. And Colossians 4, 7 and 8. Colossians 4, 7, and 8. For verse 13, reference Acts 20, verse 6, Acts 20, verse 6. And for verse 14, Psalm 28, 4, and 62, 12. And 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 20. 1 Timothy 1, verse 20, and Romans chapter 2, verse 6. Romans 2, 6. Verse 18, where he's going to get rescued from every wicked work. 4 Maccabees 18, verse 24. 4 Maccabees 18, verse 24. Verse 19, greet Priscilla and Aquilus in the house of Onesiphorus. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. 2 Timothy 1, 16 and 17. And Acts 18, verse 12. Acts 18, 12. Verse 20. Verse 20. Reference Acts 19:22, Acts 19:22, Romans 16, verse 23, Romans 16:23, and again Acts 20, verse 4, Acts 20, verse 4, and Acts 21, verse 29, Acts 21. 29, and that wraps up 2 Timothy. So there we are. And he's run into a bunch of bad people, like we do. We run into them today, and they're haters. They hate us. They hate Yeshua. They hate the good news. They hate the word. And they try to creep in and do harm to the saints. Well, this is nothing new. Okay, see, it went on back then. Paul suffered with it. He had to suffer bad people. Well, we're suffering bad people today. I mean, we've got people that are just dirt balls that try to worm their way in the churches and the assemblies. It's terrible. What do you do with people like that? You have to avoid them. That's what he says. Avoid these people. Beware of this guy that did him wrong. He's got that Alexander the coppersmith. For some reason, this guy was just bad news. I don't know. Just was. And did Paul some hurt, you know? We're not going to get out of this life without suffering persecution. He's persecuted for teaching the word then. We're going to be persecuted now. People that are evil hate the Messiah, hate his message. They'll go along with the false message that's being preached in these churches because it leads people astray. It tickles their ears, like it said here. They don't want to hear sound teaching. They want to hear what they want to hear, so they don't have their boat rocked. They don't get ostracized from the social club that they're calling a church. And that's what they are. They're social clubs. And you're not going to get truth out of these Judeo-Christian social clubs. Truth isn't in them. They're brainwashed into believing a certain way, and that's what they're going to teach. I mean, what do you do? What do you do with it? There's really no way around it except just to not go to those churches. What can I say? Don't go there. They're bad. Well, the next book, I'll be getting into Titus. There's only three short chapters in Titus and then the book of Philemon. I'll do those. Philemon's only one chapter. So I'll do Titus and Philemon on the next show. Then we will be getting into Hebrews. Now, Hebrews has quite a few chapters, and there's lots of notes. There's 13 chapters in Hebrews and a ton of notes. So I'm going to slow down and go back to the old format, because this thing quotes the scripture throughout. I'm going to go back to the old format. I'm going to break it down and do verse numbers with Hebrews, because it's going to require it. And I will give notes for each verse as I do them. The straight letters from Paul to other people, that's a little different, but If he's writing to the Hebrews as a general epistle, I'm going to break it down a little bit better than these continuous running on letters that he writes. Titus and Philemon are the running on letter thing again. So there'll be one more show with reading a complete chapter and then explaining it. But when I get into Hebrews, I'm going to go verse by verse because it just needs it. Too much stuff in there. Way too much stuff. Well, I'm going to sign off and play a little music. I have a few more minutes on this one. This has been a good read. I have enjoyed the books of Timothy. And we'll just keep on keeping on. We don't have all that many shows left. I mean, I'm going to be done here probably in December. So then it'll all be repeats. And if you miss a show, they're on my website. My website is www.pastor-steve.com. And I'm the EFR Pastor Steve, not the other bunches of them. So... Yeah, there's a gaggle of them out there, I guess. All right, I'm going to do a little music, and may Yahweh bless and keep you, and it has been a pleasure. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads again.